All right, setting the bar time. Kelly, these are stories like what?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Sure. They all have a moral to them. And I don't know if anyone has run a race before, like a foot race. But if it's been like long distance, I mean, heck, you can even say a 5K is long distance, which is like 3.1 miles. But you probably thought about, man, how can I just skip to the end, right?
Right. Like, I'm done with it. I want it to be over. Can we end it?
Yeah. So if you can manage to make it through the day without taking a car when you're supposed to be running a race, you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah. Typically, you're not supposed to do that.
So this long distance runner was banned for 12 months for riding a car during an ultra marathon. Now, that is a 50-mile race.
Oh, why are you signing up for that?
Well, people do.
That's almost like an Ironman, right? Like, how long would it take you to run that typically?
Yeah, a long time. But this long distance runner, the data, she was caught because, you know, they have tracking systems in the bibs that you wear, the numbers that you wear.
Yeah.
And so the tracking system showed that she used a car for about a 4-kilometer stretch of the race.
Oh, she got significantly faster during that stretch.
So, you know, in a 50-mile race, 4 kilometers isn't all that much. But to take a car while the rest of everybody's running it,
yeah,
yes,
probably
that's going to jump.
Got there faster.
But here's the thing. She said, look, I let the race officials know that I was in a car, and I finished the race in a, quote, non-competitive way. However, she did say, oh, I got third place. Well, let me just take that trophy. Thank you very much. I earned that.
Oh, she still won the trophy, but non-competitively.
Yeah, and here's my thing, too. I like how she decided to go third place. Like, if she would have taken the car and, say, won, then that would have been a little bit more suspect. Am I right?
Oh.
But she was like, you know.
It's third place, so it's fine.
Right. She's like, I'm still on the podium. I still get a trophy, but I'm not first or second. I mean, I'm only third.
And then all the other runners that didn't take a car for a portion of it. Yeah, does she not understand why they're salty?
Right, exactly. So, again, setting the bar, there are plenty of races that are coming up, and maybe you're training for a long race that's on the way.
But know going in that cars aren't allowed.
Right, you can't jump on one of those Lime scooters, or you can't hop an Uber mid-race and try to jump ahead.
Did she drive on the route? Like, was there, I'm guessing with the 50-mile race, there couldn't be, like, stretches where there's not a lot of runners. Like,
no, she probably just jumped in a car or had an accomplice.
Right.
That drove her, you know, skipped a section of the race course.
She probably called somebody like, listen, I'm fading.
So
I'm
it's like,
fading. I'm going to need you to do
yeah,
me a solid.
Yeah, it's like, you know, instead of like going up to the end of the block, turning right and then turning right again, it's like her accomplice just grabbed her and then cut through the neighborhood and then picked her up on the other end. You know what I mean? So,
okay.
Anyways.
So. Yeah, I was just going to need you to do me a solid. It's like mile 35. I'm fading.
Okay.
I'm going to need a little
We're going to need you
help.
To.
If you could just meet me at the corner, I'll hop in.
It's like, I got you, fam. I'm going to give you a donut and some Gatorade, and we'll be good.
Probably. There had to be snacks, right?
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Don't show up without water and snacks.
All right, so there you go again. And if you can manage to make it through the day without taking a car when you're supposed to be running the race, then you're doing okay.
Oh, 50 miles.
Yep, that is your set of the bar story.